Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
If you test positive for COVID, what are you supposed to do? Well, the CDC used to say isolate for 10 days, and now it says 5 with a bunch of provisos. Here's Dr. Fauci on ABC yesterday.
The CDC decided that they would cut that down to 5 days if the person remains asymptomatic, so long as when they do go out in the second 5 days of that 10-day period, back to work or back into society, that they diligently wear a mask.
Did you get all that? It's complicated. And on top of that, Fauci says the CDC may tweak it some more. So let's talk about all this, as well as COVID testing challenges around the country, with Michael Mina. He's an epidemiologist and chief science officer with EMED. Dr. Mina, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
And the CDC guidance is like one of those nightmare complicated decision trees, which we'll talk about. But first, this new 5-day rule says in general, if you test positive, stay home for 5 days, and if you start to feel better, you can move around again with a mask. You've called this reckless. Why?
Well, the idea that people will leave isolation at 5 days is not in itself a bad thing, because we know that many people will stop being infectious within 5 days, but we also know that many people will keep being infectious beyond 5 days. And so what is reckless is not using the tools that we have to ask the question when somebody's about to leave isolation to do a check and say, am I still infectious before I leave? And we have rapid tests, which are perfectly well suited to answer this question for us. But there was, but the inclusion of using a test and getting a negative result before leaving isolation was left out of the guidance. And this, in my view, was a fairly reckless omission.
Yeah. Well, and now the CDC is apparently considering adding to this guidance to say, yeah, you need a negative test after these 5 days in quarantine. But more broadly, the CDC messaging is so complicated. The rules are different if you're vaccinated versus unvaccinated versus boosted. Is this too confusing for the American public, you think?
Oh, absolutely. It is far too confusing, in particular when you try to navigate the CDC's website. I can't navigate the CDC's website most of the time. You know, I always say that the greatest tool never used in this pandemic is proper messaging, is proper marketing tools. We can market good public health messaging. You know, the CDC is in Atlanta. Coca-Cola has terrific marketing agencies in Atlanta. You know, this can be done. We can figure out how to message public health strategy appropriately, but to this day, 2 years in, we still fail to market and message public health messages, and we instead leave it to headlines, which oftentimes are very, very confusing and oftentimes inaccurate.
I guess so. As far as messaging on this question, that is, if I test positive for COVID, what do I do? What do you tell your patients, you know, in a clear way?
Well, so I think there are some very simple guidelines that we can follow. One is, if you're symptomatic, assume you're positive and assume you're infectious, especially if you're just becoming symptomatic, regardless of your test result, during a surge like Omicron, assume you're infectious in quarantine. In fact, if you're infectious or symptomatic with any infection, usually you should quarantine, you know, whether it's COVID or flu or anything else. So that's number one. If you are then saying, I want to start going back to see family, friends, go to work, etc., use a simple test. Of course, getting a test is hard. And this is, I've fought for 2 years to have us not land as a country where we are with a void of tests. But if you're positive on a rapid test, these simple rapid tests, consider yourself infectious. That's a very simple strategy that they almost always, if they are positive, they indicate that you are at risk of spreading the virus to others, period. That should not be in question at this point.
Yeah, and finally on this question of testing, sorry to rush you along, a few seconds left. 2 years on, why do we still not have enough tests?
Well, the greatest problem has been that we've regulated them as medical tools, as medical devices, not as public health tools. This has slowed down their authorization because companies have been forced to try to push their clinical trials in different directions when we need the FDA to create a pathway that doesn't lower the bar, but that makes a new pathway specifically for regulating tests used for public health, where the primary beneficiary of the test is not the user for medicine, but is the people around the user, because you're creating a safer environment by yourself not spreading to those others.
Dr. Michael Mina, Chief Science Officer at eMed, thank you again.
Absolutely.